Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good evening, whatever time of day or night it is for you. Got Sir Truck Driver here, and we are going to be running a little bit of an experiment here. As some of you may know, I've been working with an audio program and playing around with my music podcast, and I'm now going to try this and see how it works with my spoken word podcast. This is the Shifting Gears podcast that you're going to be listening to. And hopefully it'll work here. Ooh, flies. So we're going to start out. Hold on a second. Okay, we're going to start out with a little bit of a feel-good story here. This is, I hope they got audio with this. Yeah. Police rescue a kitten hitching a ride on a flatbed semi-truck. Georgia police officer rescued a tiny kitten that ended up on the back of a flatbed trailer earlier this month. Sandy Springs, Georgia police officers received calls reporting a kitten riding underneath some construction equipment being hauled by a semi-truck along Interstate 285. An officer responded to the scene and spotted the kitten as the rig drove along the highway. "I've got to get this driver's attention," the officer says in the video. "It's an 18-wheeler, bro." Luckily, the police officer was able to get the driver's attention and get him pulled over so the kitten could be safely removed from the trailer. The kitten was then taken to a nearby animal hospital where it was determined to be 4 weeks old. The cat, now named Benson, survived the ordeal and has already been adopted by a Sandy Springs resident. I'm going to play some audio for you here. Hopefully this works.
All right, can you spot the issue here? Take a close look at that flatbed truck. If you look closely, you can see a small kitten sitting under the construction equipment.
Okay, I've been trying to find the kitten all morning. Benson was spotted on I-285 near Roswell Road. This was last week. Sandy Springs police responded quickly and took the kitten to an animal hospital, the one of Sandy Springs. He's since been adopted.
Yeah, we told you the kitten's name is Benson, so that's also the name of the company labeled on the truck. How about that?
And really good eyesight there, because I'm still trying to find the cat. I'm embarrassed to say.
Yeah, it is hard to see. We're a little farther away from it. Yeah. What a ride for Benson. Yeah. Bad pun, I know, but we get adopted after that as well.
So. Yes.
So it's a pretty good feel-good story. I like cats. Cats have always had a soft spot in my heart there. Although there are some cats that just, they annoy the hell out of me. But I'm glad that they found a suitable solution to this. And I've seen a lot of drivers out here that have cats with them. And I've been considering getting one. I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. That's quite a bit of responsibility for me. You know, I in my job here, I basically live in an 8x8 foot metal box, and I don't think that it would be fair to really any animal to be riding in a be cooped up in a truck like this, and I see some of these drivers, they drive around you. They've got a, 100-pound German Shepherd, or they've got, a pit bull or something like that in there. And I'm like, good Lord, how can you guys, ride with that? I mean, I understand the bond between, pets and owners, but that, for whatever reason, it's always rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that I think. I don't know, but still, I mean, the idea is still rolling around in my head here. It would be kind of nice to have a kitten and have something, because I mean, I lost my wife here probably 3 years ago here now, and it's kind of tough not having anything really living to really feel close to anymore. And, I mean, I got my kids and whatnot, but they're off busy doing their own thing. The wife has passed away. None of her family is, really having anything to do with me. And, I don't have any friends because I'm never home long enough to make any friends. So I'm really thinking maybe I probably should. I don't know. It's something for me to think about. Anyway, so as I said, this is going to be a running experiment here. I do have, I am in my truck, and I am currently, where the heck am I? I'm in Milan, New Mexico, which is on Interstate 40, probably about maybe 80 miles west of Albuquerque. A lot of you truck drivers will know where I'm at. I'm at the Petro here. It's a big truck stop, and I tell you, it's 10:19 p.m. Central Time. That means it's about 20 after 9 here in the evening, and usually this truck stop is packed full, and this truck stop is about three-quarters empty tonight, and tonight is, what is today? Today's a Tuesday, and I'm wondering where the heck all the trucks are. I just came out of Phoenix and picked up a load of ice cream down there. I spent all day yesterday waiting to get unloaded at my stop in Goodyear. And when I got unloaded, I got there. I had a 3 o'clock in the afternoon appointment. Or no, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock. And I got there at noon, and they decided to put me in the door at 1 o'clock. They didn't actually start unloading my truck until, I think it was, 7 p.m.? And that was a very long day yesterday. And by the time they finally got done unloading me, I had four or five pallets of rejected freight on there. It was a load of candy, and I was like, oh, man, I'm diabetic. Get the intrusive thoughts out of your head, boy. Get them out. But had me take the trailer over to one of our terminals, and I ended up dropping it there, and then I grabbed another empty, and now I'm under this load of ice cream. And I tell you, loading and trying to get a load of ice cream on a trailer when it's 114 degrees outside and it's supposed to be minus 20 inside the trailer, that's a rough thing to do. It took almost the guys wouldn't load me until it got to be under 0 degrees, and it took almost 3.5 hours for that trailer to get down below 0 so they could load me. And I'm up here in the central eastern part of the state. The temperatures, I think right now it's probably about 80, 85 or so. But it was really hot down there. And I made a stop in Flagstaff, and it was nice in Flagstaff. There was a big old thunderstorm going on, and rain was coming down in buckets and lightning and everything everywhere. And it, after being in that 100 and whatever degrees, it was nice to step out and get a little bit of water. And when I left there, it was like 65 degrees. I was like, yes, I can handle this. I like this. No problem. So, but yeah, we got that. We got this load picked up, and we are headed back to Texas. I just left the house a couple of days ago, probably 3 days ago, when I picked up in my company terminal in Dallas and made a short delivery there, and then picked up a load and ran out to Goodyear. And it was a nice ride. It was definitely hot, definitely warm, but so now I'm headed back to the east, and hopefully it's going to be a little bit cooler, especially with this ice cream load on here. So. But we'll see. I don't know what's going to go on with it. But so I hope everybody's been doing good. It's been a while since I've made a spoken word podcast here. I don't think I had maybe two or three listeners. And I don't know if anybody's actually still got my RSS feed or not. I'm probably going to start all over new. I use RSS Blue, and they have the ability to have more than one RSS feed. So I'm probably going to start a second RSS feed for this. And that's if I even decide to continue going on with this. I don't know. It's everything's up in the air right now. I'm still uncertain about what's going to go on with the audio thing here. I'm using a website called Auphonic, Auphonic, and I've done a couple of test runs with the my music podcast, and the audio came out really, really good. But that was at home, and granted, there was a lot of noise. I had fans going and air conditioner and everything, but this is a little bit different here. I'm hoping once I get this finished, recorded, and get it uploaded and get it back down, that it will have a good sound to it. If it does, then I won't have a problem. I'll probably, assuming I can come up with things to talk about, we'll see what we can do. It's kind of funny because I you know, when I'm driving down the road, I got a constant monologue. I can sit there and talk to myself for hours and hours and hours and record it and make a hell of a podcast. But as soon as that truck stops and I, you know, get out of that driver's seat, my brain just goes, stop. So we're trying to figure out what things to talk about here. I didn't make any kind of a script here either, so I'm just kind of winging it. So, but we'll see what happens. I did mention on Darren O'Neill's Planet Rage that I was getting my podcast back up and running, and he was nice enough to mention it on his show, because I boosted some sats, and I think I gave him like 33. Or no, I didn't. I gave him like 10,000 because I missed donating last week. So, I do plan on making this a value for value podcast. If you enjoy it, you can go ahead and give me donate some sats, and you get a podcast 2.0 app like Fountain, and that'll have a built-in wallet, and you can fund it, and then you can subscribe to me, Sir Truck Driver at fountain.fm. I just look for Sir Truck Driver at fountain.fm on there, or in your if you have an exterior wallet or something, you can donate directly. I don't have anything set up online yet for this specific podcast, but I will get around to it here shortly. I gotta find the time to do it. I've been crazy busy here, so I think I'm gonna get out of here, and I'm gonna upload this and see how the audio comes out. And we will see. Well, wait a minute. Let me see here. I'm gonna see if I can find a piece of music. If I can get this piece of music put in here. We're going to look at LN Beats, and we're just going to pick a tune off the top here. Let's see. See, now I'm going to, that one's going to my next podcast. Let's see. Let's check the DMU, the decentralized music. I've got entirely too many podcasts that are showing up in the music feed. Somebody's got to say something to somebody about that. So let's check this one, Ice Statues by Jack Femister. I'm not sure what the, like I said, I'm doing this cold, so I don't know what kind of music is going to be. Here we go. Oh, come on here. Play.
An influence is no oracle. The haunting vision of ice statues in the sun, what's a fickle and misconstrued? Especially when you don't know where they're from. No more reading the surface level, and no more kissing you through the veil. I'm giving up on my chance to fail. A drink of wisdom's in love. So how about you? Show me something. Studied all you do. So what's she loved us when she'll leave. Never really took on what was said or done. Never messages and truths. And now I look right through your eyes, statues of point of view. And ending up with the star really doesn't take much. Your little heat really pushes through. A bit of contact, that's all. So how about you show me something new? Studied all you do. So what's new? Yeah, I'm doing well. Still you die to go through their hell. Jerome, you never had the guts to tell. I lost you once more with your words as well. So how about you? Something started all you do. So what's new? Well, how about you? Show me something new. Started all you do. So what's new? So what's new?
And that was Jack Femister with a song called Ice Statues. I kind of like that. I think I'm going to go ahead and put that in my next music podcast. I'm going to download it. That was caught off the stream here from Ellen Beats. You go to Ellen Beats and you can just search music and you can play all kinds of stuff there. So, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I will catch everybody later, and hopefully, if all goes the way that I want it to, I will be resurrecting this, but no promises. So we will say goodbye and good night and good evening, and I hope you all have a good day and good night and all that stuff, and I obviously do not know how to sign off a podcast anymore, so I think I'll just stop it right here.